Blog Talk Radio.
What do you have?
I'm looking for Josie Wales.
That'd be me.
You're wanted, Wales.
I reckon I'm right popular. You a bounty hunter?
Yeah, he's got to do something for a living these days.
Dying ain't much of a living, boy.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of hell. Boy!
Oh, my God!
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ah! Oh.
My name, I'll say you mine.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no.
Giddy up.
Man and a Chinese painters by trade, arguing about Putin, Chong Li and Mr. Donovan. They bragging about who is more man, who tells the Englishman brag about his ancestor and how Churchill was the greatest prime minister. The Chinese say yes, but with all your might, all you do still come and beg me to help you fight. He tell him you remember just last Boxing Day, you looking for the Chinese man. Get in a fight with Mr. Boabande. You send and you call the Chinese right away. When you get the job to paint Miss Mary's stand, you're looking for the Chinese man. And when your brush get lost behind Miss Mary's stand, you send and call the Chinese man. Strong. He started to build the Chinese upside down, but the China man only laughing. Knowing it's the truth, he was talking. Up came an Indian painter named Raghunan. He started to pick up for the Englishman. The Chinese say, hey, Raghu, look at you. Yesterday your wife begged me to help you too. She tell me that you bring home a brush the other day and say you get it from an Indian man. I feel so bad when she starts to show. You use it on your hand, simple as a show. She say you're painting, painting in one place. She had to lend a helping hand. So the brush that she gives you to steady your hand, she gets it from the Chinese man. Black power painter was passing. Same time, these three men was arguing. He just come from a meeting that the police break up, so he out for anything. Didn't stop to study what the men was arguing about. He shout black power and put in him out. This gets the China man in a rage, and he start abusing in Chinese language. He tell him, swooping, dumping, longing, wang, mean a metal black power. Warming, souping, toming, lush, black power, paint and no use, Chinese brush. not for a painter, smoke and smoke. Molly wanna weed all night. And if you get one job to paint that night, you could never use the damn blush right.
Complete silence. And now, live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme. Possum right here on Earth. Feels really weird doing the show on a telephone that I have to hold in my hand to my ear like an idiot. I miss my headset. But they don't make phones like my phone anymore. My demonic dog's here, though, so everything's back to normal. You're listening to Grenache Network. I'm with the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. I have no idea what they do on that show, but I hear it's quite good. And I kind of feel like one more coffee, but I don't want to stay up all night. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed thing. and then, let's see. Then you're listening to Friday Night Possum, which would be the show we do on Friday. Lovely. Alrighty then, without any further ado...
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's Fuck You Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Fuck You Gumby.
Hey, hey.
Oh, yeah. There it is. There it is.
I have a feeling we're going to hear from Ted any minute now. stay tuned,
kid. Our theme songs have been getting longer and longer.
You know, I used to try to keep them to the 60 seconds, but, the fuck, man.
We have nothing to say. Yeah, let me.
Yeah, we gotta fill in all that windy time.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you're the host. That's why you.
She
are
was
the
good
host.
For like 20 minutes, man. You know.
Oh yeah. About her neighborhood.
Yeah. What's new?
Her relatives. Wendy, come home.
So you know, a long theme song will have those.
Exactly.
Let's see what's. Oh, yeah, that's the reason why we're on tonight. I had a wedding scheduled, and I guess they called it off. Which is the one drawback being a non-professional professional. I don't like to do paperwork and contracts and deposits and whatnot. But if these people ask me again, because if they, I don't think they broke up. I think they had some other family problems.
Yeah.
And they asked me to do it again. I'm going to require a deposit, non-refundable. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But no big deal. It's just money.
Characterist has to be paid.
But I don't think I turned down any gigs for tonight, so it all washes.
All right. Okay.
What have you been up to?
Not a thing.
Selling cigars. Been doing a lot of hours?
Selling cigars, yes.
A lot of hours in there.
2 days, my second day off here. There you go. After a long run.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
That's good. I had a very productive day today. I got the show done last night. Man, that was like pulling teeth. I hadn't done a show. I put the show together in like 2 weeks, and I was like, oh, man, that's... Ugh.
You forgot
like
how it's done.
It. You know, I just didn't, you know, out of the rhythm. Then I started blowing
these
something up, and then it was
possum
like...
for the longest time. Yeah.
I know. We could have been on, what was it, last Friday? Oh, last Friday was weird, man.
Yeah.
Didn't do possum because I had a huge day the next day. I had two gigs and about... You know, a bunch of driving, right?
Uh-huh.
All over the countryside. And so I'm being Mr. Anal Retentive, man. I've got everything lined. I've got my socks laid out, you know. I'm ready for this one. Jump in the car, turn the key, nothing. So it was one of those. Heard the Price is Right thing go off. Boop, boop, boop. So, luckily the truck came through.
We see.
I guess
that?
We're boring DT with our stories here, but
it's good to
anyway.
Have
today was very productive. I got up. Having a second vehicle has paid off right there. That was a big day. Oh my God, biggest day of the year, and I would have blown it. So anyway, today I got up, took the steps, ended up doing the yard work, used all my. Fishing line for the weed eater on the flame edge fence, and Lawrence Tierney's is already clipped, so looking good
and
on
nice
two
guy
sides.
Eddie?
Nice guy Eddie does the trimming, actually. Lawrence Tierney just sits on the porch and glares at me.
Until he has to go to the bathroom.
Yay. What are you doing over there? Cutting your grass?
Hey, why am I Mr. Pink? Why am I Mr. Pink?
Because you're a fucking faggot. Now shut up.
Still my favorite Quentin movie.
It was a good one, man. He could have stopped there and been a legend.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just finding weird stuff here on the switchboard, trying to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
We got a caller. I think that's GP on the line.
Oh, okay.
What were you saying?
Trader Wise, it's safe. Yeah. No. It's just that my promo. Are you going to do that a little bit later? Or
oh yeah,
about Friday?
See, I'm out of practice, man.
Yeah.
I'm out of practice.
Yeah, there you go.
right, hold on. Where the hell is the damn music for it? La la la.
La, la, la.
Oh, fuck me. Hold on. I think I I left it in this pocket. Here it is. Hit it.
Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, we have Eminence Front Radio. His Eminence is going to be doing his Labor Day show at 3 o'clock Eastern time on www.wriu.org and Possum Blues at 4:30. So there you have it, kids. Tune in for that.
All right.
wriu.org.
Plug your org.
Org, baby. Org.
Org it, baby.
Let's bring in this caller. I got a good feeling about that.
You know, that means it's free. I mean, I got money to, because it only cost me like $15 to keep a website.
Yeah.
Even though my website sucks. Man, I'm so ashamed. Nobody will help me, man.
Not even Chet?
Well, I did a favor for this one guy. And, I don't know. He might have stole my Wi-Fi password. Who knows, man?
Oh.
All right, there he is. Is this GT Trenton?
Yep.
Hey, GTO. GTO.
I was waiting for the sexy music.
The sexy music?
Yeah.
Sexy music for GTO.
Hey, GTOs are sexy. You got to learn the program.
Oh, that's the truth. I reckon.
Yeah, well, if you get them with the rag tops and you're on drugs or something, I don't know. I don't like rag tops.
You know, man, them little fleas are back, man. They like my beer. Get the fuck out my beer, you know? Put a thing over there. Oh, I had a great invention. Thought this up this week.
Invention?
Yeah, I think GT would be into this. Or maybe not. But I think I want GT's opinion on this, particularly because it's food related.
Of course, it's
ours. Oh, he's your man.
You know, if he's always putting up food and junk on Fuckboy. How about this for an idea for a pizza? Bacon and egg pizza.
Bacon
and egg pizza. I'm not sure what you use for the sauce, okay? I think I'm onto something.
Yeah.
A hollandaise sauce, man? Maybe make it a pizza, eggs benedict pizza?
How about this one? Sausage gravy for your pizza sauce. Then you put your scrambled egg, cheese, and bacon and hash browns on it.
All right.
Damn.
All right.
Damn.
There you go. There you go.
I want to cut out the hash browns if you're looking at carbs, but I think you got it with the sausage gravy, man.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And you don't need biscuits.
We should go the other way. You know, also, you know? Like putting pepperoni or anchovies or whatever on pancakes. There you go.
Dude.
What do you think of that?
Now you're on to something.
Pizza with anchovies.
Yeah, that was cooking.
When I worked at the pizza place back in 90, some drunk came in and ordered a party pizza with double cheese and triple anchovies.
Wow.
That was the worst smell in the world.
Like I said, that might have been me, dude.
I could look at and watch a lot of gross stuff, but that thing made me sick.
That sounds pretty good. I love anchovies, man. They're really good for you, too, man. They're good for your heart muscles and junk.
You mean all that salt?
All that fish oil. Huh?
Anchovies are loaded with salt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good salt, though. The good kind.
Yeah. You know what I'd rather have? A pizza made with smoked oysters.
Oh, yeah. I could go with that.
And
smoked oysters
with blue cheese.
sure about that combo.
Let me guess. You guys are letting that sink in, right? Oysters and blue cheese?
Yeah. I mean, I put blue cheese on chicken livers, so I don't know. Maybe it's not so crazy.
That's my favorite salad dressing. That's about all I do with blue cheese.
I like blue cheese on hot wings.
Yeah. Well, that's how I make my chicken livers. I saute them in hot sauce and then dunk them into blue cheese. And it's really fucking
chicken?
Gross, and it's making my mouth water just thinking about it.
Oh, man. Anchovies and chicken livers. You're a sick man, Commodore. There's something wrong with you, man.
Oh, you got that right.
No,
I don't.
That's probably shutting the fuck up.
I can hear you better on this phone, but I don't like this. I'm getting a crick in my neck. I'm on like a real fucking phone. It's not a headset.
Dude.
Okay. I think we went
get
over
a headset for your phone.
I'm going to. All right.
Duct tape it around your head. That's all. Just find some duct tape around it.
I'm working
after
on half of a thruster, and I thought of that before you.
What's that?
I'm working with half of a thruster, and I thought of that before you.
Hmm. Okay. But anyways, I don't know if I've blown this up before, because after I was finished, I went, boy, that's so cool. It sounds like a classic already. So maybe it's just an instant classic, or I've redone. Either way, it's brilliant. Okay.
Beauty.
So that's all.
I just shot.
We were in a restaurant, and this came on. I said to my son, I says, I got to blow this up. And then the lady at the next table said, that's from Rocky. Like, don't you dare blow it up. It's from Rocky. Well, that lady at the grill and skillet, fuck you.
Well, I'm a Philly boy, and I say blow it up.
Say, I beg your pardon. Do you have any idea what we're doing?
Now that you mention it, no.
Go! Oh, oh, oh!
Than from any other single cause.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no wonderland, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes are brown. Hearts seem light and hearts seem bright in dreamy Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. ba di di da ba di da di Om ba bim bi da wa ba di di da Om ba di da li ba di da Om bim bi da da bim bi da 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 Om ba di di da da bim ba da Om bim ba da bim bi da 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 ba Om bim bi da 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 Om bim da da da
Chinatown, 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 Wing Wong.
Oh yeah. Well, you know.
What am I saying?
Yeah. The when Mills Brother, that's an automatic double. Who?
Mr. Wu.
I know. I wasn't thinking. I should have had more woo.
This show needs more woo.
Cocksucker!
There you go. There it is. All right.
Give yourself. Now we got some woo in our life. That's good.
Got Bix back. All right, now. We've got a Possum Lounge, man. We must acknowledge.
Acknowledge
that, we would be remiss if we did not acknowledge the Possum
Indeed.
Lounge.
You are correct.
Well, man. There's none other than Dr. K.
Dr. K.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. K, which is why we weren't on Monday.
Uh-huh.
I had
no case, no show.
I said, look, exactly. Man, take a vacay. Take a vacay. Mm-hmm. You
need cake.
Yeah, funny thing was Vlad called. He had a really funny one, but go figure. snooze, you lose. Well, I finally got a copy. Speaking of Uncle Bobo and friends, I finally got a copy of my Subversive Free Press cover with Bobo eating the little kids in the taco bowl. I should have made him grinning with the teeth, but I didn't know it was going to be on the fucking cover. I'd have done a better job, man.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah,
it was a good pick.
It was I thought it was a great idea, and actually fortunately still holds up.
But atheists, we're the ones that's supposed to be eating babies. Atheists.
Well, they had absolutely no plans to reunite the children with the parents.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no.
Separate.
Yeah.
You know. Like,
they didn't even have the paperwork to find the right parents. Yeah.
They didn't even know. Just, getting a cattle car. I don't know. Your kid might be in Poughkeepsie. Could be in Yonkers. I'm not sure. Might be Yonkers. Check Yonkers.
Check.
I just like saying Yonkers. All right. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. We missed
Dr. Cake.
Everybody missed everybody, man. Although her uncle Arthur was there, and they had tea on the ceiling, which was cool. Oh, the crazy uncle never showed up, she says.
Oh, that sucks.
No tea on the ceiling for cake. Sorry.
Well, you can't rely on the crazy uncle.
Well, that's why they're crazy uncles.
Uh-huh.
To be honest.
You gotta take the crazy uncles with a grain of good salt.
We needed a day off anyway, man. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
The union was the Possum Union.
The Possum Union.
Got to take a day off, or we're gonna suspend you.
Grimmy, take.
Oh yeah!
Yeah! got that right.
And J. Grimm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He smashes.
He smashes. No, that's Hulk smashes.
Yeah,
Ben Grimm, clobbers. It's clobbering time.
Okay, now Dan Tanner is the Hulk. Okay.
Who?
Tanner. What was his first name?
Bruce Banner.
Oh, Bruce Banner. Oh, okay. Boy, I was way off.
Or David Banner on the TV show.
Huh? And Grimmy turned into this big wall of an animal, right? And can't go back to his human self. He's always that way, right?
He's always that way, yeah.
Okay.
Banner goes back.
I don't know. I was never into this stuff. I don't know. I'm trying to learn.
I'm reading
My father was anti-
Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. That's kind of fun.
Okay.
I just kind of dig it for the nostalgia.
Captain Clutch.
Think of coming cake. And there's... Who?
Captain Clutch. Wasn't that Don Clutch? Martin?
Oh, yeah. Don Martin, yeah. Absolutely. I got a Captain Clutch book.
Captain Clutch.
Well, there's GT. Speaking of Captain Clutch, there's GT Trent,
uh-huh,
who's stacking wood like nobody's business right now. And he's also, I believe, still on the phone. Yes.
Okay.
GT, I'm still here.
There he is, stacking wood.
Hubba, hubba,
yep.
Hubba.
Hubba, 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 hubba. Thanks for coming, sir. Thanks for calling. And there she is, ladies and germs. First in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge. It's Maggie C, ladies and germs.
Maggie C.
Maggie C. Over there, the world's largest nun. Please stand up, take a bow. Thank you.
Good Lord. Look at the size
of
her.
They're all here. Look luminaries.
Yeah.
Oh, there's General Westmoreland. Just fresh in
Vietnam. Oh, Moreland's here.
How are you, sir? Salute.
There you go.
Don't take a knee there, Trenton. All right. And finally, bringing up the rear is Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Thank you.
The Naughty Professor himself,
thank you so much,
ladies and germs, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
The jury found Paul Manafort is guilty. A major blow to claims that I'm legit. A jury found Paul Manafort is guilty. But with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, my supporters wouldn't give a shit.
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck won't give a shit. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck won't give a shit.
In Michael Cohen's plea, I co-conspired to give campaign funds to girls I took to bed. In Michael Cohen's plea, I co-conspired, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, each Republican will turn his head.
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, they'll turn their head. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, they'll turn their head.
Oh, every trap can snap before me, but with a little bit of luck, I won't get stuck. My fine supporters and lie to each adult and every youth. I'll talk directly to my fine supporters, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, they'll believe the truth is not the truth.
With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, the truth ain't true. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of brain in luck.
Piano guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. The Paul Piano guy.
a funny hop and bounced over the right field wall for a buck roll double.
He always delivers, the bald piano guy.
Fuck the bald piano guy. He's right up there with Randy Rainbow in my book.
Oh, yeah.
But he's no Randy Rainbow.
Okay. Who is? Other than Randy Rainbow.
Well, Randy. Other than Randy, no. Nobody.
No one comes close. No one holds a candle.
He's coming
Randy
to Indianapolis,
Rainbow.
Man. He's coming to Indianapolis, man. I didn't know they allowed them guys in there. That's pretty cool.
He's
coming to Columbus.
Isn't that where GPO is?
Yeah, well, he's close. You're closer to Indianapolis than I am, I think, GT, aren't you?
No, Indy is in the middle. I'm way up by the Michigan.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? You're that far north. Okay.
I am maybe.
So you're probably about, you might be farther away from Indianapolis than me then.
I am not too far away from Chicago.
Okay, then you are, yeah, because I'm about 3 and change from Indy. Boom, boom, boom.
I wonder how far you are from me.
Pardon?
I wonder how far you are from me.
Ah. Probably, I'd say you're close to Michigan. Probably four and change, maybe five. I don't know. It's all highways,
yeah.
Man. Everything connects up. That's the beauty of the highway system. Thank you, President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Salute. Don't take a knee.
I like
maybe
Ike.
Come over.
I like Ike.
Yeah, I like Ike. I like Ike.
Uh
huh.
He was president when I was born.
Yeah, 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 you old man, see.
Uh-huh.
I waited for the JFK, for the election to be over. Wait, if Nixon wins, I am not coming out of here.
That's right. That's right.
Once we got the... Oh, speaking of JFK, this was spooky as shit, and I swear on, you know... Whatever,
uh-huh.
But it's true. A guy and his two kids, this is last Saturday at Ohio University. A guy and his two kids, and they're both opies, you know, red-headed, freckle-faced, goofy-looking, buck-tooth, you know, goobers.
Yeah, cute. Ginger
you know,
fucks.
Nice. I'm not,
ginger fucks.
I'm not saying they're ugly. Just, they're cute, you
yeah.
know. And so I don't pay it. You know, I'm just looking at the person I'm going to draw, so I'm just kind of like oblivious to the guy. And so I'm looking at, first I look at the little girl, and I draw her, you know, Opie, 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 okay, cool. And then I go over to the little boy, because, of course, you put dad in the middle, you know, balance her out. Opie, 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 Opie. And I look at the dad, and it's fucking John F. Kennedy.
Oh.
It was fucking spooky, man. I'm like, whoa. I go, dude, you look just like JFK. And he goes, yeah, I've heard that a few times. He's smiling like, yeah, I mean, you're not the first person to tell me that I am a handsome man. But I don't know where. I think he, the Farkle family with them kids or some Fert Burfle was next
thing.
Door or something. You know.
When you said they're all redheads, I was thinking of the Farkle family, too.
Yeah, Fert Burfle lives next door to JFK. There's JFK Jr.
Every now and again, tell the listeners what you do for a living there, because your stories won't make sense to people listening to
the
archives.
Oh, well, yeah, I draw caricatures,
or to people in
caricatures for a living there. Yeah,
draw,
I draw to people.
Draw
so
caricatures.
They sit down, I draw them. It's funny.
Uh-huh.
And I say, hey, you like skateboarding? Of course you do. And then I draw them on a skateboard. No, I don't do that. I don't put little bodies on because, like, I get a likeness, and that's the challenge for me is to get a likeness. So, I mean, I drew this thing, and he looked. I wish I'd have taken a picture of him in the picture and put it on the thing so then I'd prove the story, but it was really fucking cool. I wish I looked like JFK. Fuck, man, how cool is that?
Yeah. He didn't have a hole in his
head. I'd be handing out half dollars and shit, you know? What's that?
Right. He didn't have a hole in his head or anything, did he?
No, they fixed the hole, fortunately.
They fixed it and patched it up. Oh, okay, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, fixing a hole where the rain gets in. stops his mind from wondering. I wanted to give a shout out to Facebook because it gets a lot of flack these days. And man, before the election, I was getting a lot of Russian right-wing news shit. And I apologize if I passed any of those lies along to the audience. I kind of remember a few of them. But I apologize, man. I'm much more careful about what I read and what I consider things.
There you go.
Like tonight I ran into a guy that he put something up, and I know it's false, but I don't have the time to look. I mean, it wasn't on Snopes, so I'm going to – I'd have to chase it. You know?
Sure.
I don't have time. Ain't nobody got time for this.
All right,
we've been joined by Getting For USA.
Getting For USA.
Good thing.
The house.
Which is a good, because we were coming apart. USA!
Because Daddy G was coming apart.
Yeah, because Daddy G was unwrapped. But no, I wanted to give kudos to Fuckbook, because without Facebook, yesterday I would not have seen a cat poop on a little girl's lap or a monkey fucking, two monkeys fucking on a young lady's lap. Thank you, Facebook. My life is now complete.
There you go. You can die now.
Why do I want to see a cat pooping on some little girl? And if a cat pooped on my daughter, I would not put it on Facebook for everybody to go, look at the cat poop on that stupid kid.
Exactly.
I don't know. Is that bad?
I mean, I feel bad for these kids because the mothers are like saying, oh, my little darling is turning 12 years old today. I mean, they got to be hearing this from their friends in school, my little darling and everything, you know? Getting harassed. So, yeah, mother, take it easy with your little kids on Facebook. Yeah, stick to the cat. Stick to your food.
I like poop stories, Cake, not poop videos. I mean, like, it was kind of funny, though. The little girl's like, this cat.
You like the Vine eating dog shit, though. That's a good video. Big flamingos, baby.
Good gravy. All right, we've got a very special 3 minutes. You'll never get back to me.
3 minutes.
You'll probably all remember where you were when you heard it first.
I'm excited. I know I'm excited.
I know, me too. I can't fucking wait. Let's
have
spin the wheel.
GT.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
He's going to bring his luck, I think. I oughta. Oh, we lost GT. Man, he. He didn't have the nerve.
No.
Stand up and take it. Tonight's 3 minutes. You'll never. Speaking of Kennedy.
Yeah, goosebumps.
Oh. Cell phone died. Okay, GT. Get ready. Getting For USA, batten down the hatches. Maggie C, you're in charge of snacks. Dr. Cake, we'll be show without you. Gumby, take care of my hold all calls. There you go.
I'm on it.
All right. Seamus Kennedy.
Not Kennedy.
I think he might be Irish. Not sure.
They all are.
Now, the big thing today, medical experiments, right? Medical experiments.
Yep.
Genetic deviation. Bizarre mutant animals. What do they do with them? They got to put them somewhere, right?
Yes.
On a farm. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a lisping snake, E-I-E-I-O. With a hip, hip here and a hip, hip there. Here a hip, there a hip, everywhere a hip, hip. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a hair-lipped dog, E-I-E-I-O. With a mark, mark here, and a mark, mark there. Here a mark, there a mark, everywhere. Mark, mark, hit, hit here, hit, hit there. Here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a stuttering cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there. Here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a marf-marf here, marf-marf there. Here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf-marf, hit-hit here, hit-hit there. Here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit-hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a dyslexic sheep, E-I-E-I-O. With an ab-ab here and an ab-ab there. Here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab-ab. Im-im-im, im-im-im, moo-moo here, moo-moo there. Here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a marf-marf here, marf-marf there. Here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Mark, mark, hit, hit here, hit, hit there. Here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a narcoleptic pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here a there, a, everywhere a. Ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Im-im-im-im, moo moo here, moo moo there, here up, moo, there up, moo, everywhere up. Marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf marf, hit hit here, hit hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a Tourette syndrome chicken, E-I-E-I-O. With a buck buck here and a buck buck there, here a buck, there a buck, buck here, there, here, there, everywhere. Ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Me, moo moo here, moo moo there, here up, moo, there up, moo, everywhere up. Marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf marf, hit hit here, hit hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a perverted frog, E-I-E-I-O. With a rubbit rubbit here and a rubbit rubbit there. Here a rubbit, there a rubbit, everywhere a rubbit rubbit. Buck buck here, buck buck there. Here a buck, there a buck, tuck. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere. Marf marf, hit hit here, hit hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a drug-dealing duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a crack crack here and a crack crack there. Here a crack, there a crack, everywhere. Crack crack, rubbit rubbit here, rubbit rubbit there. Here a rubbit, there a rubbit, everywhere. Rubbit rubbit, buck buck here, buck buck there. Here a buck, there a buck, buck. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. ab ab here, ab ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab ab. Me 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 moo moo here, moo moo there, here up moo, there up moo, everywhere up marf marf here, marf marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere marf marf. Hit hit here, hit hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit hit. Old MacDonald had a deform farm.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Minutes of 46 seconds, you'll never get back.
I was about to say,
yeah, Cake,
3 minutes.
Cake said that. No way, that was 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You are correct. I wonder if that guy stole that from Woody Allen.
That's a Woody Allen thing.
I don't know.
He put his own spin on it, so give it to him.
It was good.
It was funny. Drug dealing duck. You get a drug dealing
duck,
you
know,
that's good.
Got a Tourette's chicken. It's should have had the cat poops on the little girl's lap. That would be funnier, though.
There you go.
With a mommy here and a mommy there. Put down the camera and get the fucking cat off me. All right, well, speaking of pooping and monkeys and McDonald's farm, a monkey suspected to have been stolen from a Swedish zoo turned up hours later at a McDonald's in the area. The sick thing about this story is that they actually have fucking McDonald's in Sweden. You know, if I went to Sweden...
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not getting a Big Mac. You know, I'm going to get some lutefisk or something.
Let me tell you something. McDonald's moving to South Korea saved my life.
You can't live on rubber bands and rice, you're saying?
Yeah, it's pretty much what everything tastes like. Korean food is not very good. And that first year I went there, there was no McDonald's.
Wow, I'm with you on that, man. I like Chinese food. I've been to Japanese restaurant.
Japanese food's good.
Thai food, off the hook.
I never had Thai food.
Really spicy. They got some good spicy stuff.
Yeah,
I went to a Korean place. I'm like, holy crap.
Uh-huh.
I said, I don't know what to get. I said, give me your best dish. And they gave me the Mugu Gaipan. Mugu-gugu.
That's Chinese food. I get Mugu-gaipan all the time.
I think it was Mugu-gaipan. No, kimchi.
That's Chinese.
Kimchi.
That's the cabbage that they bury underground.
Yeah. Yeah. They should have left it buried.
Spicy stuff.
I mean, they shouldn't have dug
that
it up.
Spicy.
It was not a good idea. It was no good. So anyway, this monkey, the police are reviewing security cameras footage from the exhibit where the monkey was stolen from in the hopes of identifying his abductor. But he's now safe, unharmed, and back in the zoo or universium.
Hey, what? He was playing in McDonald Land, right? He was like swinging on the monkey bars or something in McDonald Land.
He wanted a Big Mac. He didn't like kimchi.
One of the happy fucking meals. He's a monkey.
Right. Oh, here's a hungry story. Here. This guy, where are we at here? Georgia, Fayette County, Georgia. Deputies are looking into a theft of a large trailer holding a massive amount of ramen noodles. Somebody stole a 53-foot trailer packed with ramen noodles. Probably 100 grand worth of ramen noodles on board. At 25. Yeah, that's what I said, 29 cents a pop.
Yeah.
I say go to the nearest college campus. You're going to find
your perfect thing. Exactly. Cheap food.
Bringing them in.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
Number two son likes that shit, man. It's like, bleh.
Does he?
Yeah. Yuck. What'd you eat that, man? It's like empty calories, huh?
I don't know if I ever had it.
Really?
You just pour boiling water in the fucking thing, right? Maybe I did.
Yeah, pretty much.
I had something similar to it. Yeah.
Not bad stuff. Well, cake eats some raw. Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh,
crunchy.
Whoa.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
It's crunchy. Okay.
All right.
Here's some good news. You know, we often do all these stories about, Uncle Bobo. And, you know, the douchebag in the White House. You know what I mean?
Yes. We're about to see the Rhymes door.
Chump. Yeah. So anyway, he announced that he's going to quit spending millions of dollars playing golf every weekend because of the deficit. Psych! Nah, he's going to keep playing golf and cut the federal employees' pay raises out this year. Nice!
Uh-huh.
Because how else would the richest people in the world get their fucking tax break?
Exactly.
This fuck you was brought to you by the Republican Party. Thank you very much.
There you have it.
Okay. And speaking of tragedies, after more than 60 years, this is sad. This is a sad, sad state of affairs, man. Print is dying. And the Village Voice is dead. The Village Voice, dead.
As long as they still make paperback, you know, eventually that's going to be out, too. I like my book.
You'll have to look at it on your gym crack, man.
Fuck this gym crack. I want a book. I want to hold it.
I guess they'd already halted print production as of April last year and went entirely online, and that wasn't enough to reinvigorate the thing. And
well, you know, why I want to keep books going. I got my money tied up in bookmarks. I invested.
Oh, of course, that bookmark investment scheme.
Yeah,
tried to talk me into.
Yeah.
Thank God, I listened to my broker. Don't you ever take financial advice from that man. That's my. That was his dying words. Yeah.
I thought it was worth.
The guy still owes you a buck from the election too.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
I bet on a winner.
I put that dollar towards bookmarks for you, Commodore.
I put it into bookmarks.
For you.
Hey, man, I was reading some print on a page. I stuck a book in my my gear bag for the gigs and whatnot. And Chris Elliott's newest biography. It's not his first biography. It supersedes the previous biography. And this one, his dad isn't Bob Elliott. It's it's the guy. Oh crap, Steve Elliott. No, the guy with the mustache from the cowboy from Lebowski. What's his name?
Oh, okay.
Sam Elliott is his dad. Yeah.
Sam Elliott is his father.
and Betty Davis is his mom. And I sat there reading this thing. I was miles early for my gig, the second gig Saturday, so I was sitting there reading this. I was laughing out loud in this place. That guy is a fucking idiot. I recommend anything the man has ever done. Stupidity. Okay, now.
Is he doing anything now?
I don't know. I don't watch TV anymore, so I don't know. This is a weird thing. I can't read the rest of the story. My access to the Wall Street Journal is, won't be able to get too many details. But the gist of it was, the Toys R Us thing didn't just die because of the internet.
Yeah.
Which was kind of they went bankrupt and everybody went, oh, well, you know, the internet's killing everything, you know, Amazon, whatnot. No, actually, it wasn't.
Ah, okay.
It was a bunch of shithead investors who got involved with the, you know, on the big money end and screwed the whole thing up for everybody. So.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Just so you know, that poor out of work fucking giraffe. It's not his fault.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey. And he was like, and I remember he told me, he says, if I ever lose this fucking job, I know a guy at the Village Voice can get me in there. Now, you know, Jeffrey is fucked. I don't know what Jeffrey's going to do. I think he's got a Kickstarter. Yeah. If you wish him happy birthday on Facebook, you're going to have to give money to giraffes for Jeffrey.
He's down on his luck, Jeffrey.
Does that make you like not want to fucking wish happy birthday to somebody? Who's like, you got to give to cancer fund, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to write happy birthday under that when you're ignoring that thing.
Yeah, I'd say, happy birthday, but I don't really have the extra coin to give to cancer today. Sorry, man.
Yeah,
you know,
really. That's where you go.
Personal. I hate cancer too. Uh-huh. Fuck cancer.
Chris Elliott was in a TV show called Schitt's Creek.
Nice. Was that with Shatner?
That's the last thing. I don't know if Shatner's in it.
Oh, I thought Shatner was in that. Yeah, because I don't have the money to give them because I'm going to invest in that bacon and egg pizza joint idea.
I think you're on this stuff, Commodore.
Well, with GTO's idea, which he didn't copyright, sorry, man.
Uh-huh.
Country
it.
Gravy
yours.
Sauce, Lord Almighty.
It's yours, baby. That's yours.
On a pancake. I'm going to, no pizza crust pancake. It's going to be on a pancake. So,
there
he has, man. All right. Remember last time, some guy lost limbs and shit from a dog licking him, right?
Yeah. I've
Well, South Korea. Something think about it hard, man. You're going back to South Korea.
Yeah.
This guy ate some contaminated raw seafood, right?
Yeah.
And 12 hours after he ate it, he noticed a deep purple blister on it in his hand and discovered it was infected with Zebra vulnificus, flesh-eating bacteria found in salt water. Similar to the bacteria that causes cholera. Had to get his fucking hand and arm whacked.
Good Lord.
Oh, and I got a picture of Hans Jiminy Christmas. Oh, you don't want to see that. I ain't putting that in the chat room. Just use your imagination and go.
When I go to Korea, I'll pack some sandwiches.
That's a good idea. Uh-huh. Sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Talk to Maggie C. I think she's in charge of snacks.
That's right, she is.
Holy shit. Oh, my.
Kumquats!
We interrupt this program.
You're my type, baby. A woman.
Oh! No!
In my heart, the deep and dark and lonely part watches and waits for
wonderful world of Wendy.
Oh, hiya. Hiya.
Hello.
Okay, first of all, I don't trust anyone named Jeffrey that starts with a G. See, that's why Toys R Us went down, okay? Jeffrey starts with a J.
All right. That's right.
I kept trying to call and call and call, and he didn't see me, and I kept hanging up and calling back and going in the hotel, going in the queue.
Is there a hotline?
I don't have my headset tonight. I'm having to hold the phone.
Is that what's happening? When I miss
out on?
Yeah.
I'm going to visit.
Hacked up.
He's going to visit. So, how you been?
I'm okay. How are you?
Lovely. Reverend Wendy.
Than okay. You're Reverend Wendy.
Sound great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm good.
Good. Good. I'm fantastic. Oh, man. I had, like, one of the best things ever. Have you ever had gelato? Being Italian, you probably
have. I have.
Yes.
I have.
Does that not kick ice cream's ass? Why would you ever eat ice cream after you've had gelato?
I do like gelato. Remember when that commercial and they were like, da 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 da, and they got in the argument, and then they were eating the gelato and everything was all nice, and then the Italians were getting in the fight again? But, so we have this local radio station. They do a little talk show in the morning, and it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. So they have a little thing, and it kind of reminds me of Possum, kind of like how they talk and stuff. So they were saying, in your town, Commodore, that they opened up the first beer hotel.
Hmm.
And it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's all like homebrews. Yeah, it's in your town. And I'll look up the name of it. I can't think of the name of it right now. But they have a hot tub with beer. You can shower with beer. Everything's beer. It's like a whole, like, you know, how everyone's doing the whole, you know, all the IPAs and all that stuff. Yeah, it's the first craft beer hotel that's all beer. Your hot tub's beer, your shower's beer, they give you beer, and you can pick out whatever beer you want to have in a little kegonator in your room. And it's in Columbus, Ohio. And it's,
I'd rather have it.
Supposed to be like
soaking water
like,
in a tub.
Isn't it? So I was like, okay, what about the hot tub? Does it absorb into your body where you catch a buzz, and do you think people are urinating in that hot tub from the beer?
I know. You smell like beer for a week. My God.
I was just wondering if you visited it or heard about it or what's up with that. I'm like, Anyways,
that's
I've
a
been
new
thinking
one on
about
me.
This all week.
These
like,
probably
I hate
beer things
like,
are
oh
the
no.
hot. Yeah, there's a hot thing
I would
here,
like to
man.
Drink
they're everywhere. They come and
the
they go.
The hotel.
It's the first one in America that's it's a hotel.
Oh, there you
completely. Yeah, just
proud
about beer. You can pick whatever you want, and they have it in your room, and everyone's like, well, that's kind of stupid, because if you go there, like, you're going to bring beer anyway, so, like, why would you need to, you know, have them have it for you? But the shower has a shower head with beer in it. They give you a beer. There's beer in your shower. They have a kegonator in there and a beer hot
tub. Shower.
In Columbus,
there's
Ohio.
Your golden
all
shower.
All I need the is a hot tub and
the
kegonator.
Open, too.
Well, I don't get out.
The chambermaids look like the St. Pauli girls. That'll be nice.
Ooh,
I hope
nice.
So. Or when do
you
work going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got that right.
Later,
mm-hmm. Yep. Actually, I think St. Pauli girls one of the oldest breweries in Bremen, Germany of all time, I think. I know Molson's like...
They might be Holland.
Oh, Molson's really old in Canada.
Yeah.
I think it's even older than Heineken, yeah.
I met the St. Pauli girl once.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, at your little drawing thing. Yeah.
Oktoberfest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey,
was
that's
it the real one?
Come
was she like 90 years old when spitting her dentures out? And she's like, hey, draw me, bitch.
Hey, the Commodore has smooth skin.
Yes, right.
Old
ladies
tell
them
that.
You have what skin?
Smooth skin.
Smooth
skin. Old ladies tell them that all the time.
Well, I was described last week. Last week there was this girl. I was at a gig with a guy, and this other girl was there, and I'd worked with her one time before, and he was telling her that I was going to be there, and she goes, "Who's that?" She goes, "Oh, the old guy."
It fucking happens, dude. My home morale is going down lately.
So I'm now.
I have to tell you real quick. Okay, so I was at karaoke and this and that, and my girlfriend, you don't even know, has breast cancer, so she's going through radiation. It's just cells, it's not a tumor. So I don't know if she can't accept or what, but she's drinking even heavily more. So we're up there with like five of her kids and like everyone in this town's related to her and a bunch of other people. So we're karaokeing and this and this and that. And so she gets up there, so I want to support her. And she's not good. She's not strong. She's a strong singer, but not a good singer. But, you know, she's, you know, whatever. So we're like, you know, dicking around, acting like assholes, whatever, by the stage. And this old guy comes up and just starts winging me around. I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, the worst. And I don't know, like, how to, like, get away from him or whatever. And I don't want to hurt his feelings and... whatever, so I was just being nice, and he's like, hey, this and that, and he's, like, literally wearing, like, black socks, and he has these, like, little white legs with these knobby knees, and he's, like, I'm just like, oh, my God, this is, like, the worst, and so I, like, get away from him and stuff, and everyone's, like, laughing at me, and, you know, that we're sitting back by the booth and everything, and I'm just, like, going with it, and I'm like, Yeah. Thanks for dancing. A good time. Bye. You know, whatever. So then today I'm in Salvation Army, and this dude, he's probably like 27 years old, overweight, with fucking tattoos on his face, like this shit on his face, and he's like all walking around like stalking me in the Salvation Army, and which I did get a jean jacket, Levi, for, and it was
nice.
Half off. I got for $5.99. So it's like fucking awesome. Anyways, I was all happy about my Levi jean jacket, you know, and it's the perfect color, and it fits nice. I'm like, I fucking scored. And I was buying some bases for Mandy J because they had, like, 50% off of certain tags. I'm like, yeah, I'll grab some bases. My boss will pay me back. And he's following me around with all this stuff on his thing trying to talk to me. I'm like, this is what I've come to. I got the knobby knee, white, gray weirdo, and then I got this young dude with a bunch of fucking tattoos all over his face trying to fucking talk to me. I'm like, yep, I've lost it. I'm fucking totally middle-aged. I suck.
No, that's animal magnetism.
That's what that is.
Like, man, what's up with that?
Well, I get the little kids. I take my steps every day, and there are these little kids that play. I go past them. They're always going, "Hey, Papa! Hey, Papa!" When I go past. And then one day, the one kid comes up. He goes, "Are you his Papa?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not. But it's okay."
Papa.
Don't talk to strangers, kid.
Yeah. No shit. No.
Okay, it's called.
And Papa, you're
okay,
in Ohio.
I did see this. I did see this.
Fucking Arkansas.
Thanks to Maggie C, the Scottish beer company Brewdog launched the 50-room hotel, the Doghouse, in Columbus, Ohio.
That's the name of it,
yeah.
The Doghouse. That's it.
Tap in every room featuring Punk IPA. I'll get an IPA for the same.
Yep.
A beer stock mini bar in every shower. Now, I like that, mini bar in the shower.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't want to be bathing in beer, though. I soap and water in that hot tub,
that's
and I'm
it,
cool
that's
with that.
That's it. It's called the Doghouse. Yeah, I thought
maybe
about
a
you
beer
all week ever since I heard that.
Sweet. Where's that?
Thanks, Mandy C. Yep, she backed me up. That's the place.
It says, forget Disneyland. This is the new happiest place on Earth. All right,
right. They actually have weed hotels, too, I didn't know about. I didn't look that up, but they're like, yeah, that's kind of like the weed hotel. I'm thinking, I never heard of a
weed
hotel either.
That'd be even more fun. Heck, man, you know, because you can bring beer.
There's weed hotels
some
now.
Scotch.
I don't know where they're at. They're in America. I just haven't heard of it, but I didn't hear the Doghouse till that same day either.
Well, you know,
Zurich, Switzerland, they legalized prostitution. Drive-by prostitution, like a drive-through. So there's seven days, and the government's paying for it, and the taxpayers voted for it. You go through the drive-through, and then you get to pick whoever you want, and there's a seven-day garage thing, and you go in your car, and you have sex with the prostitute or whatever. Yep, in your car. And there's an alarm, and only one person's allowed to go in there. So you can't have, like, four guys, like, go into the thing.
She's an angel. I don't know any guys that want to have sex with other guys, man. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that'll be a problem. And me.
I just think that's really weird that's government-funded. So they tried to find little pictures of the girls, and they said, wow, we looked at a lot of prostitutes in our life, and these ain't that looking. And they're all right. I didn't see them.
You know what? You can't go wrong, though, in Toronto, Canada. They have a sex doll brothel.
I heard about
it. Yeah, it's in a shopping plaza. And they put their payment down at the counter and go straight to the room. There's no staff. So they charged $60 to $742 for their time with the dolls. And they're promised that each is thoroughly sanitized between clients.
I was thinking that. Rolls.
Yeah, sanitized for your protection. You're going to fucking use sex doll, man. That's what you're going to do here, man. I hate to tell you people, don't go there.
Well, you know how the kids were setting themselves on fire? Now they're saying that since condoms are so expensive that they're rinsing them out and reusing them. For being such a small-town girl,
I
should not listen to the riff, which is 101.
You know, in the old days, though, they did used to reuse them. Originally, when they were like sheep and bladder and stuff. Back in the old days. I know it's...
Okay, so I don't know if it's Michigan or not, but have you guys seen the Aretha Franklin coverage on regular TV?
No. Not really. A little bit.
They had 4 hours on every single channel today of her funeral. Which they did have, which I thought was super fucking cool, was 100 pink Cadillac parade and then all these other Cadillacs.
Yeah,
and the Cadillac she was
that.
In was from like a vintage funeral home, and this thing was like DA. It was really cool looking, but everyone was just hoping that no one would do anything stupid to put a black eye in Detroit, which I don't see how you could not. I mean, I'm sure something horrible happened.
Yeah, everybody honors her. I saw a clip where this really sexy gal, young black lady, with legs till Tuesday, sings with a short skirt. She's singing, I think she was singing Natural Woman. And right behind her is Bill Clinton. And he has this look on his face like, oh, I'm liking what I'm seeing there. Oh, yeah. You work it, baby. Work it. He's clapping along. Oh, yeah, baby.
She's gonna have to
I like my natural woman.
Clean and press
sure
now.
Do.
Exactly.
I think you wanted to grab her by the pussy.
When he got married,
sure.
His wife's a really good singer, you know, and she sang Natural Woman to him and my aunt goes, why is she doing that? That's so stupid. So I posted on her site. I'm like, yeah, Hunter Pink Cadillac to Aretha, and all I can hear is your voice at Natural Woman. And immediately, my aunt and her girlfriend from like 50 years both liked it. Because they thought it was so stupid that she did that. But she did do it really well. Anyway, everyone just kept playing that same song all day long on the TV. And I was off work today. I wasn't supposed to be.
It was moving
and,
the first time, but, like, you know, after that third
time. I was cleaning out the house, and it was on. And I'm like, you know what? I need to turn it on, and it'll sharpen, and all these people start going nuts on the TV. I'm like, okay, that's enough.
All right. I hate to throw a monkey wrench into the works, but it is Friday, and we must polka.
I know. We have to.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Swing Your Partner.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Ah!
Most excellent.
Yes.
That was our...
Very relaxing. I love that.
Yes.
You know, I was listening to that song because it's our theme tonight is antioxidantal, which would make it Chinese or Asian or Oriental, to be honest.
And my little Ruthie girl, she's a goo-goo-goo.
Oh.
Yes, I took off. She's my goo-goo-goo-goo-goo. Yeah, I talk to her all the time in her native tongue, her sandpaper tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Getting Four was pointing out that song is like the Patty Hearst, you know, it's a song about, I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China and change your mind. You know, in other words, I'd like to abduct you, get you on a ship so you're away from help and then talk you into having boinky, see?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a... Yeah,
wow.
It's not a. Yeah, there's
exactly
a lot of layers
that
to that.
About.
It sounded pretty to me, and now you mean all creepy.
I know, but it's got a nice rhythm and a pretty melody. So fuck it, man. You know.
Yeah, and I'm
it's
all.
A little,
yeah, and I was
a little brainwashing and rape between friends.
It's the same thing, like putting her in a closet. You want to put her in a
closet? I mean, it's almost consensual once you, like, change her mind totally.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Like, we're burning daylight.
Put her in the basement until she stops crying. Cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
exactly.
God. Really?
It puts the lotion on.
All right. We got to roll, Ma. You going to hang out for a minute?
Absolutely.
Cool, man. Well,
yummy,
check the archives.
Nice hear from you, Wendy.
For that shit. You know, we never ended the news. So this is still officially still the news.
Yeah. I thought that was the end of the news because that was no bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
It's Gary the News.
Oh, I wanted to say Kroger's not going to... They're phasing out the plastic bags. Yay, Kroger. I hate those fucking things.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of everyone against
I love the
everything.
Plastic bags.
You like the plastic bags?
Yeah. I put it over my head when I sleep at night. It helps me. I do it all the time.
CPAP.
Yeah, it cures my insomnia.
Tequila!
What are...
Trolley Stop IPA.
What?
Doghouse.
Woo! Woo!
You need to go to
that's
the doghouse and let us know how it goes.
Hey, man. That's a tasty beer.
Woo! I'm gonna have to
I don't
want to
bathe
for
in
it.
This shit. I'll tell you that.
Well,
thanks for coming, everybody. We had special celebrities, G.T. Trenton, and, of course, the lovely Reverend
Tequila!
Whatever the fuck, IPA. Yeah, it's probably like 8% alcohol, too. Yeah, I'm just knocking stuff over.
Good job, Matt, you see on the doghouse. I wish I would have remembered it, but that's definitely the place.
Well, you can always count on Maggie C, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta go. It is.
Tequila!
IPA!
What?
Energize! Cut that short. Show's over. Should have just left it at that.
Wow.
And I'm off the bed. Nice to hear from you, Wendy. Beautiful voice. We need you. Come home.
Yeah, anytime, man. It's like...
Uh-huh.
It's,
I wanted to prank you guys, but you knew it was me, so I couldn't prank you.
Oh, that was Gumby saying goodnight. He bailed out.
No way, Jose.
He's got to get up and sell cigars, man. Bummer. Oh, well. So, anyway, yeah, anytime you want to come visit us.
I know, I told you I was going to come that Monday, and then that's what happened with the whole breast thing, so, with my girlfriend.
Yeah,
so
I know, it's all show up. I'm not.
I know.
I haven't been feeling the possum that much lately anyway. We took a bunch of shows off. This is the first one we've done in a couple of weeks. So.
I know, I've seen. Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, nobody, people doing stuff in the summertime, you know, there's other fish to fry other than possum hour. That's fun to do. Something to do. I've been having a fun time all summer, Mr. Science.
More and more and more. Oh, good.
I was
going to
say Mr. Science
has
been stockpiling. Yeah, he's coming by tomorrow night, so he'll be back again. I still have his bike and his guitars. I haven't been able to get rid of them on Craigslist, so I guess he'll be able to pick them up. But what were you saying?
Do you ever go on Marketplace on Facebook?
No, never heard of it. Don't have
yes,
no.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
There's a little thing in your
knowledge.
Area that you can. Oh yeah, it's. Oh my God, you can fucking sell or buy or garage sale or whatever.
Oh.
You go on that little thing called Marketplace. Oh my God, my sister sold so much shit out of there, and she's buying couches and bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a little like a ceramic little fairy garden thing that you can paint, you know, and so they already have it all like fired and shit, you know, and you can, you know, make it cute or whatever, but they got like everything you can think of. If you need a picnic table and it's in your area, you just type in like picnic table if you want to buy it, if you want to sell it. And it's like way better than like eBay or anything because it's all local and like in your area. Look at Marketplace
cool.
and sign up for some of the things that are in your area. You, for real, can get rid of so much shit. It's unbelievable.
I don't have that much stuff. I don't really
That's
have anything to get rid of.
That's the only reason why I go on Facebook anyways. Because, well, I'm just saying, if he's got shit on there, you could have put, like, you know, the bikes or whatever you have
on
there.
Oh, I'm just kidding about that. Yeah,
that you don't need to get
by,
rid of.
He's been coming by every couple of weeks or so all summer, and it's been real fun. Like, you know.
How are the boys?
Oh, excellent. My youngest, Ben, is selling scripts to Netflix. And Big Brother is, diarrhea of the brain. And his brother is canoodling with a lovely lady very seriously. So, you know.
Good. Maybe you can get some, like, kids.
Grandbabies. Grandbabies?
Yeah.
I would love that. I would freaking love that, man.
Oh,
I
can totally
that,
see that.
Yeah.
Everybody does. For sure.
Man, have a little innocent brain to pervert in my image. Absolutely.
Just
go
don't
talk
politics to it.
Well, that's a weird thing because his girlfriend's a woman of color. I don't know whether she wants to call herself black, but if you're going to label her, she's not a white person. Her folks are mixed races, and the dad's
African or?
Well, yeah, her dad's definitely an African American. Her mom could be a lot of things.
And then her,
very pretty
her mom's woman. White?
No, she's mixed race too. I'm not sure what she is.
Okay.
You know, she's whatever. But the dad is
so
a Republican
is like a
and voted for. The dad's a Republican and voted for Uncle Bobo.
Trump.
So, there you go for your politics. Is that weird? So.
He must be a working man.
Well, he's got money. He's got enough money. He'll get some tax cuts, I guess. But
oh, that's good. Someone
kind of funny. But anyway, they're very nice people, and they really seem to like the boys. So
is she like a Beyonce, like a queen bee?
I don't know what that means. She's just very pretty. I mean, stunningly pretty.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And
both
yeah.
my kids are attracted to black women.
Really?
Yeah, it's probably because they've never really seen one in real life. For real,
well,
they probably
very,
didn't
yeah.
really.
This is a very integrated area. Well, Mr. Science, for one, he's been living in Minnesota for the last 30 years. And where we grew up, there
horrible.
Weren't a lot of black people. So he doesn't, living in Minnesota, you don't see any black people. So he comes here and he's kind of
no.
like, you know, not uncomfortable, but like, he's like, geez, you know.
Yeah.
And he's
a
you know, he's a Minnesota liberal. So it's racial relations is it. You know what? You can't solve it in 5 minutes. How dare you?
No, for sure. No.
Complicated shit.
No.
Yeah, well. All right. Well, we'll wrap this up, and I don't know if we're gonna
right.
be on Monday, but man, you have open invitation for
Thank
any
you.
Awesome. Absolutely, you are a member of the Council of Experts in extensia.
All right, and you need to at least drive by the doghouse and tell me what it looks like.
You know what? Honest to God, I think I have. driven past it. Because I saw the pictures in the article.
I know you have a
so.
Flip phone, so you can't probably take a picture of it.
No, I have a gym crack. Blame my youngest son.
You got
son.
Gym crack? Oh my God, you
I'm,
fucking sold
I'm
out.
I'm gym cracking it up over here. I'll send you a text
you
on my gym crack.
You don't have an iPhone, do you?
Yes. Oh, I'm all, I could.
Oh my God, even I don't have that. I can't afford that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm big. Well, it's only $30 a month, man. Part of the plan. Get on a plan, man.
All right. Well,
oh, that,
then.
At IPA
if you're
is.
Just fooling around and driving by, I want to see a picture of the doghouse.
You got it. I'll make it a selfie.
All right. Okay. You should.
What's with the selfies, man? Like, some people are like. Obsessed with them things, man.
I have a girlfriend that I don't even talk to, but I'm just like so over her. It's Snapchat. It's like everything, and it's just like, here's me, here's me, here's me, here's me, just to get attention.
Yeah.
It's just so pretentious and stupid. She's nice looking. She is. But,
you know, just. It's like taking pictures of your food, too, another thing.
Oh, she'll, like literally take a picture of, like, her belly button ring and her crotch and her bathing suit, and you're like, yeah, like, every minute. And then she gets mad if guys say something.
She does body parts. That's... Maybe send me
yeah.
her, you know, send her invite to my page. I wouldn't mind some crotch shots.
I'll send her
spell.
The thing. Yeah.
yeah.
It's sad. It's bad, you know. It's bad, you know. Yes, Gumby.
Lovely Reverend Wendy.
Is Gumby really moving to South Korea?
No. He's going to his brother's wedding. He's going to be there for a week or so.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was moving, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He's been wanting to move there for so long. He's like, they won't let me in there. I'm like, oh. We'll talk about immigration
like
laws another time.
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!